بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه فيقول: هل رضيتم؟ فيقولون: وما لنا لا نرضى يا ربنا، وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعطي أحدا من خلقك، إلى آخر الحديث. We are reading this hadith of Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when the people of Jannah will have entered Jannah and they will be enjoying all the favors and the ni'mas of Jannah, whatever there will be of the Hurul Ain, of the food of Jannah, of the beautiful rivers of Jannah, all the great enjoyments of the Jannah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will address them and tell them, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of Jannah. And that very voice of Allah Ta'ala will be such that they will just go into a new ecstasy and a new enjoyment. As ulama have written, that only Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, had expressed his desire to see Allah Ta'ala. And the reason the ulama explained for that is that he was Kalimullah. He spoke to Allah, Allah spoke to him. And when he heard the voice of Allah, then he was so enthralled by that voice that now he wanted to see who this voice belongs to. That when the voice is so wonderful and so sweet, then what must be the being that has this voice? So therefore he was enthralled by that and he requested to see Allah Ta'ala. So the people of Jannah, when Allah Ta'ala will address them and will tell them, O people of Jannah, they will be so enthralled by this voice of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala is speaking to them, that they will not only say, we are present, but they repeat it. As ulama have written, Rabbayk Rabbana wa Sa'adayk, that two times they are saying, we are present, we are present. And ulama have also explained that it isn't only two times. Like we read in Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Farji'il basara karratain, look again and look again. Twice it is said. But ulama have explained, not twice, repeatedly inspect the skies to see if there are any cracks in the sky. The work of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, my work, I made the sky, and check if there is any crack in the sky. That refers there. So yeah, also that the people of Jannah say twice, Labbaik Rabbana wa Sa'adayk. It doesn't mean one day, it doesn't mean two times, repeatedly. They will just go into a trance and they will just be speaking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Further, ulama have explained that they will use the word Rabbana, Rabb, not Allah. Whereas the greatest name of Allah, every meaning of every name of Allah is the word Allah. But yet they will use the word Rabb, Labbaik Rabbana, O our Rabb, because Rabb is that being that nourishes and sustains. Like for example, we know that a little child has got more affection for the mother because it is the mother who is, so to say, the Rabb of the child, who makes tarbiyah, who feeds the child, who sees to the necessities of the child. When the child has messed, it is the mother that cleans it up. So therefore, the child has a more inclination to the mother. So this quality of Allah is used here. That Rabb is that being that brought us into existence from a napak source, semen, which is dirty and filthy. It comes out from one part of the body and ghusl becomes for us on the whole body. So napak, but Allah made such a beautiful insan from that. And then how Allah saw to every need of this insan. Allah made the eyes, Allah made the brains. What and what didn't Allah Ta'ala make? So that is Rabb. And then when we come in this world, when we cannot fend for ourselves at all, it is Allah who sees. Even the mother cannot protect their child. It is Allah who is doing the protection. And all this is from Allah, so that is Rabb. And then they follow it up with the word, وَالْخَيْرُ بِيَدَيْكِ. The وَالْخَيْرُ فِي يَدَيْكِ. That goodness is in your hand, O Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, it is not only goodness, but everything is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As we read in our Iman Mufassal, that our taqdeer, خَيْرُ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That every good and every bad, also everything is from Allah Ta'ala. But it is the requisite of adab and respect that you don't refer to the bad, you only refer to the good. So they said, وَالْخَيْرُ فِي يَدَيْكِ. That all goodness of Allah Ta'ala is in your hand. But in there is wrapped up and is included that everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will say to them, Hal radhitum, are you happy? That what you have got in Jannah, all the ni'mats of Jannah, are you happy with all those Jannah ni'mats? They will reply and they say, will say, Fayaqul, Fayaqulun, Wama lana, la narda, ya Rabbana. And for what reason can't we be happy? What and what haven't you given us? Ma la aynun ra'at, which no eye has ever seen. Wa la udhunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard. Wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar. And no person could ever imagine or think about it. You gave us all those ni'mat, so how can't we be happy? وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْطِي أَحْدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. And you have given us that which no one in your creation has given us. And you have given us what such great ni'mat. And then in front Allah Ta'ala explains, which we discussed briefly yesterday also, that now I will present myself upon you. And I will declare that I am happy with you, and not only that, but I will never be angry with you again. So this is that great quality which we have to strive for in this world, yeah, to gain the ma'rifat, and from the ma'rifat, the muhabbat, the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And where we are all desirous of Jannah, which is 100% on its correct on its place, but we must become more desirous for Allah Himself, have the love of Allah, and to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yeah, also we make our namazes as a duty. We must do it in the love of Allah. We ask for Jannah, but we must ask for the creator of Jannah. We must ask for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these qualities while we are in this world. Wa akhiru da'wana.